And now this is a dictation for Clarence Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G, S, Junior, April 25, 40. Addresses a letter, Dr. Sarbepalli, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbepalli, follow up for Mr. Cummings. Chronic kidney disease, severe systolic hypertension of the elderly, proteinuria, last visit October. He denies hospital admission. There has been few falls, but no trauma, no loss of consciousness, no syncope, no emergency room. Chronic dyspnea, uses a walker, denies vomiting dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, does have frequency, urgency, nocturia, no incontinence. Presently no gross edema, wear compression stockings, no ulcers, claudication, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, other review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the metoprolol clonidine, lisinopril, HCTC, Norvasc for blood pressure. Blood pressure remains high. Here it was 200 over 70 on the left side, early on by nurse 186 over 80. He says at home in the 130s over 60s. Diabetes numbers are less than 130 before breakfast. Through the day, can go as high as 160s, 180s. He is alert, oriented sign 3, some degree of tachypnea, but oxygenation borderline at 89, pulse 63. Few crackles on the left base, for the most part, distant clear. No arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no situs tenderness or masses, trace edema, no focal deficit, normal speech, mild decreased hearing. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. Creatinine 1.8 has been between 1.5 and 1.9. For a present GFR around 36, stage 3B, upper potassium, minor decreased sodium at 134, normal acid base, normal calcium phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 13.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Severe hypertension of the elderly in a black gentleman with previously normal sized kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Next number, CKD, stage 3B, stable over time. Next number, he says to be compliant with medications. He already is on maximal dose of ACE inhibitors, diuretics, and calcium channel blockers. On beta blockers and clonidine, some degree of bradycardia. He mentioned that blood pressure at home when he's more relaxed is normal. Next number, presently no major anemia. Next number, previously documented heavy proteinuria in the nephrotic range but no nephrotic syndrome. This likely represents advanced renal failure. I cannot rule out secondary type FSGS. We did extensive serology being negative. I don't believe a biopsy is needed. Next number, all is to discuss with the patient. He will do chemistry on a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months.